Welcome to your five for the day. It's every parent's worst nightmare when a highly anticipated Christmas shopping trip with grandparents in tow takes a dramatic turn for the worst as they suddenly realise that their five-year-old is nowhere to be found. This very thing happened to one of my friends. With fears of kidnapping racing through their minds, they split up to search for their precious little Joe. My friend's assignment was the car park. In the grip of anxiety, he made his way through the fresh fallen snow, yelling, "Joe! Joe!" I have to tell you that he felt a little foolish. But being embarrassed by shouting out in a car park was overshadowed by fears for his son and his need to find him. But after covering the extensive area of the car park, there was no sign of Joe. More concerned than ever, he went back into the shopping precinct to see if anyone else had spotted him. He was hoping beyond hope that either his wife or his mother had found him. But their search had turned up empty as well. Their sense of desperation was hitting new levels when his dad walked around the corner with Joe in hand. Overwhelmed with relief, they asked, "Dad, where did you find him?" "At the sweet counter," he replied. Little Joe had his hands behind his back and his eyes were right up at the level of the sweet shelves. He didn't even realise that he was lost. Nor did he have a clue about the kind of danger he was in. As I reflect on my friend's experience, I think that Joe reminds us of a lot of people who are without Christ as their saviour. Lost in the sweet world of their lives. They have no idea of how lost they are or of the eternal danger they are in. In the Bible story, we find that Zacchaeus, the tax collector, had immersed himself in the pursuit of possessions, prosperity and power. By the world's standards, he was doing okay. Yes, he wasn't terribly well-liked, but he had a sense of purpose, was achieving his goals, and he thought he had life pretty well figured out. But entranced by the sweets of his own gain, he was actually lost. Jesus searched him out, going out of the way to call him down from his perch in a sycamore tree. Jesus invaded his life, invited himself over for dinner, and rescued Zacchaeus from the danger of his self-indulgent, selfish, sinful life. When the Pharisees grumbled about Jesus spending time with a tax collector, Jesus reminded them that his purpose on earth was to seek and to save those who were lost. That's where you and I are before Christ finds us and rescues us. Our preoccupation with the stuff of this world, money, power, pleasure, comfort and ease, numbs us to the very real dangers of life without Christ. Without him, we are dangerously lost and don't even know it. Thankfully, a gracious, compassionate God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pursue us, find us, and rescue us. That's the reality of what we celebrate at Christmas time. So have you recognized your need for Christ and acknowledged that you were lost without him? Or do you find that you're still preoccupied with other things? Why not take a few minutes today to praise and thank God for coming to rescue you in the person of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Thank you for listening.